Hi there, Colin Merrick here from Heart of the Father, and this is our weekly prayer broadcast. And I don't want to apologize for missing a week or so. It seems like it's been a while, and but yeah, what can I say? I've been busy, and God is good, and He's faithful and true, and there's no one like Him, and that stays the truth. And I just want to share something with you, and if you are led to pray with me today, and I want to share about our heart. You know, our heart exposes what we believe every day by what we do. And Proverbs 27 verse 19 says, as in water face reflects face, so the heart of man reflects the man. And it's such an amazing thing, and I want to read to you what the Old Testament first says about the heart so that we can work from there. And here in Jeremiah 17, verse 9 to 10, this is something a lot of preachers like quoting, and I don't know why. And you'll realize why I don't know after today, hopefully. And it says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. All right, so this comes from the Old Testament, and it gets changed in the same book, all right, of Jeremiah 31, verse 33. We see the promise of God coming, and He says, for this is the covenant that I'll make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I'll put my law within them, and I'll write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. All right, now even Ezekiel in two places, Ezekiel 11 verse 19, he says, and I will give them one heart and a new spirit I will put within them. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and I'll give them a heart of flesh. All right, Ezekiel 36, 26 also says, and I will give them a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. So there's a promise of something better than the first verse I read from Jeremiah to replace that deceitful and heart, you know, that is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. That heart gets replaced because it's a heart of stone. It's the stone that needs to prove itself by following the law and the rituals of the old covenant. See, when I give you a bunch of rules to keep, and you keep them because you know you need to be right in my eyes, that does not really show me what is in your heart. Because for me to really see what's in your heart is to let you do what you want to do, and then I will see who you really are. But here we see in like Hebrews 8, verse 6 to 7, but as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is much more excellent than the old, as the new covenant He mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises. For if the first covenant had been faultless, there would not have been no occasion to look for a second. All right, so here it confirms that Jesus is the mediator. He's the one enabling and activating the new covenant. And that He says that it's based on better promises. Now, obviously, withdrawing from Ezekiel, that made the promise of a new heart and a new spirit within us. So we do not look to our heart and say, oh, it's so deceitful, it's so sick. But we look to our heart through faith, not, you know, thinking we need to make it happen by faith, but having faith in what is a substance, the very word that we have in us, Jesus, who enacted the promises. So he is faithful, and therefore I have a new heart. I have a new spirit within me. I need to be intentionally focused on the new that God has put inside of me. Now, I want to make a statement here in the middle from what I'm sharing so that you know where we're going. If you act out the new heart you have, then you really look like Jesus. Now remember, the second verse we read said, the heart is deceitful above all things. Now let's read James chapter 1, verse 21 to 23. He says, therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. Now that word, again, is Christ. He is the Word. So we receive the truth about what He has promised. Right? We take Bible and we put it with Bible. And then the rest of the scripture says, but be doers of the Word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his own natural face in a mirror. See, here's the thing. If you look at your own heart and you say, oh, it is deceitful, oh, it is sick, then your life and your deeds will be deceitful and sick, and you'll have yourself deceived, not being able to do the Word. This is the trick. If we receive the Word as who we are and what we've become and what we have, we will act it out. And we will look like our Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's the empowering word we have. Receive it today. Say, I'm clean. Say, I'm pure. I am full of faith because He has put it inside of me. And He loves to live in me. And I love to be with Him. See, that's the heart that speaks faith. Because you have those promises, and He is faithful. So He says here in James, you know, when you hear the word and you do not do it, you deceive yourself. It means you look to a heart of stone that you don't have anymore. You still act like this word is not true. That promise is not mine. And that's why it's hard to do the word. Because you have to receive the word with meekness, as someone who submits to that word and saying, what I have seen, what I have felt, what I have been through, what has been told me by people around me is not the truth about me and what I have in me. But the truth is the word of Christ in a new covenant that is for me and has grace and His love is for me, that broke me free from the laws and rituals that I needed to prove I am right with God, but now I am right by the Son through a new covenant, and because I receive that, it is who I am, and therefore I have the privilege and the honor of living according to that. So bless you guys in that today. So pray with me and say, thank you, Father. I have a new heart. I have a new spirit within me. That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead by the glory of the Father is inside of me. And thank you, God, that I can live just like that. Like John 14, 12 says that we will do the works of Christ and more. So we can have faith. We are filled with faith because the spirit of Him and the new heart believes God. That heart is clean and it is forgiven. And we will not accept a reality nor something that we have done even in the past to trump or step on the new heart we have. Right? 1 John chapter 2 says that we have an advocate if we have sinned. Not when. We're not expecting to sin. It says if we have an advocate with the Father, right, that goes on our behalf and says, my blood is here. So we have forgiveness. So accept it right now you have, so you can walk in your new heart. That is how you know you accept what Christ has done in the new covenant, is when you speak about his goodness, his work that is finished and perfect, instead of your badness and your failures of the past. His testimony is our testimony. How what we were saved from is a consequence of his testimony. Let not be your badness be something that you're proud of. Let his work be what you trust in and what you celebrate. Because his perfect work is all that counts, is what shows you beautiful and right with the Father. All right, so bless you guys, and let's just pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. In Jesus' name, I just bless each one listening today. Father, thank you that they deserve your provision in their finances. They deserve, through your covenant, to have a heart that is clear, that is stress-free, that is bold, that is passionate. Thank you, Father, that they can live out who they are because of their new heart, and that they will look like you to those around them. Thank you, Father, for greater freedom through your love and grace. In Jesus' name, I bless them in your mighty name, God. Thank you for your presence, just to be known with them. Thank you, Father, that they will know as they listen to this that you love living inside of them, and that they can love just being with you wherever they are, whatever they're doing, that is reality. In Jesus' name, let their heart not deceive them. Let them receive the word of your promise and your faithfulness. In Jesus' name. Bless you guys. And it's always just a privilege and honor for me to just share with you. And thanks to everyone who always shares these messages. It's a blessing. And who also donates and gives to Heart of the Father. Bless you guys. I bless you in the name of Jesus. It's a blessing to us. We know it's God, you know, and when we see provision come. So that's because that's all we trust. And we thank you for that and bless you for that. And may you have a great week. And act out your new heart. You know, sometimes we feel like we've missed it. We feel a lot of people feel like they're unsaved just when they miss it. And that is not true. That is not reality. That is just something we did. But who we are is what counts in the eyes of God. And it's something we don't have to do. It's we get to be like him and do what he does. Because it's by grace. So in Jesus' name, be blessed. Until next time.